another episode of So You Ruin the Party Again, brought to you by the Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. Today I am again here with my co-host Bobby Warner.
Hello.
And today we have a very exciting guest. We've been trying to get him on the pod forever. Probably the biggest celebrity we've ever had. comedian Sunny Dhaliwal.
Woo-hoo. How you guys doing? How are you doing? Biggest celebrity right here.
This is a big day for us.
Yes.
Dan kept being like, we can get you anyone. And I was like, Sunny Dhaliwal.
And they're like ooh, this
well,
guy.
Pull some strings, yeah.
Yeah.
They had to puppeteer you in here.
So the first time, in my defense, I didn't say yes to it.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, so you're still doing this, right? And I'm like, doing what? No. and then this time I felt so bad that I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, this is coming out of pocket for Andy too.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it. Yeah.
I don't really have any money. I did make a bunch of money recently, wow. About $150 selling my clothes on Instagram.
Really?
Oh, nice. My God.
You're stooping.
Yeah, I'm stooping.
Yeah.
I just sold a pair of Kobe's not too long ago as
how
well.
Much?
Oh, what did that get you?
I sold them for 550 American.
Damn,
okay,
dude.
That's a lot better than I did.
Yeah.
And I got them for like 160 after taxes Canadian because I had like a Nike store gift card.
Damn, dude. That's
and they're like anything but the LeBrons or Kobe's. And I'm like, cool. What do you have that's my size? And they're like, LeBron's and Kobe's. I'm stuck. And so they gave it to me.
Damn.
And no, it was awesome. So my friend is a nerd and he collects comic books.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
dork.
Then, weirdo. But he sells them. And he told me that, like, you know, you're a real mark if you're collecting these to sell, but then you never sell them. Because I told him, I'm like,
it's true.
I need I need a crazy amount of money for me to let go of these shoes because if I don't get it, I'll just wear them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, they're in the box. They haven't been touched, but I will one day maybe wear them.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
So I was excited and I called him and I said, like, hey, like, I sold a pair of shoes. And he goes, like, congratulations, man. I'm like, see, I told you. This is an investment, bro. This is not some, like, you know, weird. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And then I get a call from my little sister and she needs $600. And so I went, okay, hold on. And I sent it to her. And then I went back to my friend and he goes, hey, so like, tell me more about selling the shoe. I'm like, no, the money's gone. It's over.
Does not matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many pairs of shoes do you have right now?
A lot less than I had before, but still a lot. I'm giving like all of my shoes away. Besides the good ones that I wear, and then and besides the ones that are still in the boxes and haven't been touched, I'm trying to sell those.
Yeah, goddamn. Yeah. Who do you even give shoes to? You have like a size 13, don't you?
That's the thing, man. Yeah. Like, and it's not 13; it's higher than that. So I have so the people that would like the shoes that are like a quote unquote jiggy enough to wear them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't my size.
Oh, so all the short kings yeah, want your shoes.
Yeah. And all the people that are my size are not jiggy enough to wear them.
Damn, dude.
Like, they're like, we don't care. I wear these like steel toe boots every day. And I'm like, man, so I'm stuck.
So choice. Is that like, so you just have been selling clothes? Did you sell them all or do you have?
No, I still have a bunch left. Like, I still have to try on clothes. Like
He's like, he just said, did you sell them all? Like, she's like, yes, this outfit is spoken for. I have nothing in my closet. Of course she saved some.
I didn't sell all of them. I'm going to try and sell, like, I'm going to take some really nice photos in sunlight for Depop this week.
But
a lot of my clothes I didn't realize don't fit anymore because I really upped my exercise game this month and I guess I lost a bunch of weight, but
heck yeah, now, good problem to have.
Yeah, it's
we're jacked as hell.
We are getting jacked and more and more jacked. It's crazy.
We're the hottest podcast host on the network, actually.
Yeah.
What is Depop?
Oh, it's just like an app where you post your clothes and you can sell. Oh,
okay. Cause that was my nickname in high school.
Depop.
Why? Because you kept popping boners and meth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That must be scary.
Dolly Wall pop.
But like, you're so tall.
Yeah.
Hit a kid in the shoulder, yeah.
Anytime anybody got a random boner, they called it a Depop. They're like, oh, you got a Dolly Wall pop, huh?
Oh, shit. Which would be a great band of popsicles if you ever wanted to do that as well.
Yeah. You guys are getting jacked and growing out your hair. That was my goal when lockdown first started a year ago.
You look good.
I'm like, well, no, I didn't. So here's the thing. I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to go to the gym every day and I'm going to grow a beard. So when this is over, and I was assuming like in September, I'm going to come out like I just got out of prison.
Yeah.
Like, jacked with a beard. First thing they did in my building was they closed down the gym.
Fuck.
I drank every day. Only thing I did was grow a beard.
Well, that's
so now you just look like an uncle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Got that real uncle bod.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, though. You know, you got the hoodie on. Yeah. You're an alcoholic. That's what I like to see. That's like the same as my uncle.
Sir.
Yeah.
I like hardly drink anymore, and it's not because I turn into a monster, which I do if I have too much to drink. I quit drinking so much because I hate being hungry the next day.
What?
Oh my god. When you're hungover,
like
I just hate being so hungry the next day.
What? Oh, you know what it is? You just don't drink enough.
Yeah, you gotta drink more.
Have you ever been so hungover that you can't eat?
Yeah,
yes,
you can only
but
drink
I don't
more.
Want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore. That's the
you
got to
get there.
Yeah. You got to get so hungover that the only thing you can do is drink more.
Oh no!
The next day.
That's a real problem, Bobby.
I mean, yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Do you want to get to the party story?
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys, I mean, obviously you guys have already done yours, but do you guys have one?
We usually like play off what you
play
tell.
Off with me. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause mine's pretty. Okay. I'll just say it.
It's tight.
I'll just say it. How about I just do it?
There we
okay,
go.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. So this wasn't even a party. This was a nightclub.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. So just let's just start there.
Ruined a whole
people
club.
Pay money to be in this place. I'm an adult. So, okay. We talked about my sneakers. I have really nice sneakers. Now, sometimes I wear the nice sneakers. But at those times, I don't go to a nightclub.
No.
Right? Because people are like, you know, spilling drinks on and stepping on my thing, whatever. But sometimes, like, you know, I have no choice.
What do you mean, no choice?
I have no choice. I gotta go.
The office is so good.
The streets need to see me. Say like my friend like needs help getting into the nightclub, and I'll go.
Sweet talk the bouncers.
No, I just know them.
Oh, okay.
So okay.
Not
so
to give them a Depop or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Yo, it's Depop. Let me in. Being a comedian for so long in Vancouver. And Yuck Yuck's, the only club in town before it changed it into the Comedy Mix, being in the heart of downtown Vancouver, amateur comedy, you go Tuesday, Wednesdays where no one is out. So I would just go with my friends who were in the industry, and they would just introduce me to everybody that worked there. And no one would be there in Tuesday. So I just developed these friendships with them. So now that, and I didn't drink back then. So I would just go there with my friends and be totally sober. So the best impression.
Yeah.
Where I'm not like a loser.
Yeah.
So now that I'm drinking and like my friends are coming out to not to see my shows, literally just to go to a nightclub, they would know that I was in Vancouver and like, hey, can you get me in this club? That's what they would use me for. So sometimes I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Other times I would forget that I was wearing those shoes and just get drunk after a comedy show and want to go out or whatever.
Fuck it up,
whatever the case may be. This time was one of those times where I had nice shoes and I went to a nightclub. And for me not to have anything happen to my sneakers, what I would do was stand by the DJ. Like I would know the DJs personally. So I'd just like walk over and stand behind them.
Oh my yeah. God.
And be like, yeah, can you play some Beyonce?
Yeah, 100%. Always, yeah. Always. Always. They will be playing whatever. And I'm like, hey, Jay-Z, why are you here right now?
It's funny that you're like, you know, you're wearing these sneakers to look really cool, but then you can't do any cool shit in them, you know?
I'm not wearing the sneakers to look cool. I'm wearing the sneakers for me.
Ah, to
oh,
feel
yeah.
cool.
Right? It's, yep. Yeah.
And then avoid doing cool shit.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't listen. I feel cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing
that's
them
cool
to,
shit. Yeah.
To being on stage and then like feeling good, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look good, feel good, play good.
I
so I get behind, you know, this DJ and I'm like drinking and I'm having a great time. And because of the size of my feet and the lack of space with the DJ and the wall and the thing, my foot hits the outlet. And
oh
it turns
God.
Off the music
oh
in the
God.
Entire club.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And, like, literally, like, it's not even a... It was just, like, stop.
Oh, wow.
And everyone looks, obviously, at the DJ booth. And the DJ, Jay Fresh, who's amazing, just turns and goes, Sonny! And I'm like, what? And he looks down, and he gets right to work.
Yeah.
So now he's ducked down in the DJ booth, so they just see me. And I'm just like, and like, it's just a full crowd, quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, attention, everybody. I'm headlining at Yuck Yucks next weekend. And I would like for y'all to come out. And they start booing me.
Oh, my God.
And then he got it on. And here's the thing. Obviously, I didn't know this. But it takes some time for the system to, like, boot up.
Yeah.
So I was just standing there. And then I had to leave. And everybody sees me, and I have to walk
through
back
them?
Through
yeah.
them to the
oh
to the
God.
Bar, and I got another vodka cranberry.
You're probably the tallest person there. So,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was it was not a good look.
That fucking blows. Yeah. Have you ever like had a pair of like nice sneakers like really fucked up at the club?
Yes.
What
yes,
happened?
I had. Everything. Like they got stepped on. I think a drink got spilt on it. I think even food afterwards.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a night that I was not expecting to go out, but
yeah.
I got like really drunk. And then it's just and then you just clean the shoes the next day. But yeah, like I was pretty sad.
Have you ever got really angry at somebody for fucking up your shoes?
The one time I would have got really angry, it was like a really good friend. But the scuff is still on them today.
Oof.
And it was the first time I wore them, too.
That's rough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really bad.
That's rough
but like
scuff.
He was just such a good friend that I couldn't get mad at him.
Damn.
I'm trying to, like, Bobby, have you ever, like, ruined something at, like, a bar? Well, I know you have.
I'm trying to think of, like, a
like
DJ
you told stories before.
Story.
I'm like, is there a different one?
I'm trying to think of, like, a DJ-related one. There was this guy who would, like, come in. He would DJ the hip-hop nights at Broken City in Calgary. And he always used to come into my coffee shop that I worked at. And so, you know, he was, like, a super nice guy. I found out that he DJed it, right? So I just, like, gave him a bunch of free coffees. And then he would let me in the DJ, you know, the show for free. So, yeah, I would always just, like, give this dude free coffees. He saw me at my job where I was, like, very professional and good and everything. And then he would let me into these shows for free, and I would just, like, fuck up everything because I would get, like, so drunk. Like, I would just, like, I would, like, go up to the DJ booth and, like, hand him requests for songs, and he would just, like, look at him and be like, dude, no, like, I have, like, a thing that I'm doing here. Like, I'm not just going to play your song. And then I think I, like, almost got into a fight one time there and stuff, and then eventually I had to stop going. I was like, I can't do it. This is
they're
like,
not even they're not even rap songs.
Yeah, just, yeah, exactly. It was just like anything, you know. It was like a marimba band or something.
Yeah, you're like Enya. Yeah. I need some Enya.
And then, yeah, I think if I would have kept going, he would have like complained to my manager at the coffee shop and like, this didn't happen here, but it's like bad enough that you got to just fire this guy.
So I had the same, I had the same thing where it's like, they met me when I was sober on a Tuesday night and they had no idea what they were letting in on Saturday.
It's the worst. And then you like, I'm a different guy. Next Tuesday or something when you are sober again and you're like, dude, I'm sorry.
there's been times where I went back the next day and like asked, I'm like, hey, did you guys let me in? And then like one of the bouncers one time said no, and I'm like, thank you so much, because I don't remember a thing.
Imagine you showing up with like a mop bucket being like, dude, I gotta do this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where I like came in the next day and like just like apologized. And but all of them, luckily, knock wood, they were all cool with it. They're like, no, you had the best time. And I'm like, okay, cool. I just feel ashamed.
Yeah, they usually see like, unless you did something like terrible, they usually see like way worse shit. So
And I apologize for all these other things, but I never apologized. Jay Fresh, if you're listening, my bad, bro.
What's Jay Fresh up to?
Oh man, yeah, I wonder, because he's like a really good DJ. Like he tours as a DJ, like goes to Brazil. Like I remember him going to Brazil. I'm like, yo, you need me. sometimes he would give
remember
me the
that
mic.
Time?
Yeah, he would give me the mic to like, you know, be his hype man or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, it was dope.
Can you give us a sampling of that?
Nah, it's just so just like if there's a rap song and like, you know, say a rap line.
Don't look at me. I'm like listening to Haim.
So starting from the bottom, now we're here.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I would just yell out, here.
I thought you were going to say you yell out the N-word.
That's
the
it?
Yeah, for no reason. Name a song. Backstreet Boys, and you just yell it out.
I was trying to think of like, okay, so when I was 18, I went to the UK on like a working holiday, and me and my roommate would just get trashed, blackout drunk on like vodka, and we went to this club that was like an hour from where we were staying, and I just remember so I don't know what happened. I got kicked out of the bar and they found me outside crying, saying they hate me because I'm Canadian.
The opposite of every stereotype.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Do you know, like, did they fill you in on what happened?
I think I got like too, me and a guy got like too sexual on the dance floor or something like that. Probably.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full body massage type deal.
Real full body massage. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh man, that amount of white privilege in that sentence. To
so
be in
true.
The UK and to say they hate me because I'm Canadian. So good.
That's not who they hate over there.
Well, I don't know. Is Meghan Markle Canadian? I had the same thing where like I got kicked out of a club and I had no idea why. In Calgary, actually.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Calgary.
Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I've been to Roadhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's called Knoxville now or something like that.
Yeah, it's bad.
But back in the day, they had $6 triples on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
So I go and do my show. My friends from Calgary come by and they're like, I thought I was going to sleep on the plane or sleep before the show. It didn't happen. So I'm really tired. So they come out. I'm like, hey guys, just come tomorrow and we'll go out. I just need to get some sleep. And then they tell me about this deal and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Right? That's free in my book. And so I got drunk, but I was really tired. But then, you know, like the triple red vodka Red Bulls I was having, you know, like woke me up and then whatever. Anyway, I fell asleep on my feet.
Whoa.
In the club. Yeah.
What?
And then
How?
My shoulder,
that's like a tree falling.
my shoulder hit the wall.
Yeah.
God damn.
Thank you. I would also like a coffee.
We're getting coffee.
My shoulder hit the wall, and it was the most comfortable wall I've ever felt in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it was actually sounds like the best way to spend a night at the club, to be honest.
Yeah, it was mid rap bar.
Wow.
It was Ludacris. Yes, yeah. It was a Ludacris. It was Get Back.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
The chorus is Get Back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, Get Back, and then like my shoulder hit the wall, and I was out. I'm like leaning up against the wall, and then the bouncer woke me up. Now I think I just blinked. Like I don't remember anything besides singing.
Yeah.
And so he woke me up. Another song is playing, but I just finished the line because again I didn't know how much time had passed. And so he woke me up, and I'm like, motherfucker, you don't know me like that.
Worst line to say to a bouncer. Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's like, you gotta go. And I left the club. And I remember just going, like propping myself up next to my friend's car. Mm-hmm. And I texted them like, hey, I got kicked out, but don't worry, have fun and just take me home after. And I woke up in the back of his car, not knowing where I was.
Wow. Oh. That's male privilege right there. To
yeah, that's male privilege.
Wake up in the back of the right car? Come on.
So I woke up in his car and I couldn't get out because of like child lock.
Oh, shit.
Or whatever. What? So I couldn't get out. And then so I threw up in his car.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. So like I tried to go back to sleep, but the smell was bad. And it's cold. Because it's Calgary. And then I'm like, oh, right, I could just jump in the front seat. So I jumped in the front and I got out. And then I like walked across this field because I didn't know where they were. It wasn't their house.
Yeah.
So I walked across the field, got a cab.
Damn.
And this is how Canadian we all are.
Yeah.
We all three of us thought the exact same thing. I'm like, oh my. So I'm like, oh my God. I threw up in their car. I blacked out. I got kicked out of the club. They're never going to want to hang out with me again. And they thought the next day, like they checked the car and I'm not there. They're like, oh my God, we left him in here. He left. He's never going to want to hang out with us again. Because apparently they said they tried to wake me up, but I was not having it.
Too drunk. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. You've been ruining parties for years now. I love it.
Yeah, man.
That was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we get into the TMI corner?
Yeah, okay.
Come along, kids. It's TMI corner.
I don't
know. Have you gotten the text?
I haven't gotten a message back, though. I can always read what this boy's been up to last night. Because it's always so funny. Okay, so we were going to talk about how this guy offered me a full body massage on Tinder. Okay, because I said last night, like, so first he starts it off with, hey, babe, how's your night going? And wow. Whenever a guy says babe, I know that he's bad news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you say babe on dating apps, Sunny?
No, I say babe to, my girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay,
right? Good. Like, if I were to have a girlfriend, then she would be babe. That's it.
That's healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not have a girlfriend? I remember the last time I saw you, you were in matching outfits.
Whoa.
That's I mean, right? I know. I know. How did that fail? You didn't see the hour before. Fucking put this on and come to the show. Yeah. And so anyway, I couldn't take it anymore.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Get it? It was her saying that to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys get it. You got it.
That's pretty funny. Do girls actually make their boyfriends wear a matching outfit? Well, I guess that actually happened to you, Sunny. Has that happened to you?
No. We both just decided to wear it that day.
Well, it was cute.
No,
yeah, it's adorable.
Me. I have accidentally dressed the same as my girlfriend.
You guys do dress like similar, though.
Yeah. But yeah. It's never been on purpose. But we have been out before and been like, oh man, we look like a weird set of twins.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Yeah, I'm just like, and then we're like, well, one of us has to change, and we're just both like, no, we're not changing. We're like, all right, fine, let's go.
Great.
Let's fucking go. Let's go to Olive Garden like this.
Get made fun of by the waiters again.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So he said that, and when a guy uses a stupid nickname like babe or sweetheart, I always answer back like, hi, babe. Like the same to them. So I go, hi, right. Babe.
That's a dangerous. You're playing with fire.
I'm one of those people who's like, I'll fight you. So, and then I just wrote, I'm high.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Nice. But on weed.
Okay.
Oh, right, yeah. I know what's coming. Right.
Yeah. And then he wrote, I want to be high. And then I didn't message back because I was just like, okay.
Get high.
Yeah. You live in Vancouver. It's very
yeah.
easy.
Yeah. It's literally everywhere.
And then he goes, want to get high? And I'm like, I'm already in bed going to sleep. And then,
also, what do you mean, want to get high? Do you not listen? I'm high.
Exactly.
You're the one who needs to get high.
Yeah.
That's not me.
I'm there.
And then he says, like, he's like, well, you, if you want, we still can. He goes, it's up to you. A couple of bumps and a full body massage. It's up to you.
I cannot believe you said no to that.
What he means, I think, by a full body massage is he's going to touch my body a little bit and then finger bang me till I die.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Finger bang me till the fingers disappear.
Yeah. Because once a friend, won't name who it is, an actual friend of mine was like, he was really drunk. He wouldn't leave me alone. He was like, can I massage you? I was like, okay. He literally tried to finger bang me, and I was like, what? Like, get away from me. Damn. So that's what I imagine every massage is.
I think that's, if someone on Tinder asks you for a massage, yes, that's exactly what it is, 100%.
Yeah, and what a gentleman. Couple of bumps.
Yeah.
Yes. One for each nostril.
not a line. No, I don't know you like that, but a couple of bumps.
I have a
and
small
then, yeah,
key.
The full body.
Yeah, well, that's all that like really happened with that, because then I was like, nah, I'm already snuggled in bed. And then he's like, I would love to be snuggling up with you right now. And then I just wrote, hee hee, good night.
Wow, this guy is so horny.
Yeah, guys are really horny.
Yeah, you can
time.
Tell that dude does cocaine though, for sure.
Yeah,
I was not lying. Yeah.
I'll show you this though. This is him. He looks so cute and innocent.
He does look cute and innocent, actually. He's like, and he's got a dog, and he's 37. Wow.
Oh. What? Oh, yeah. Okay, Dan's going to show Sunny the...
Yeah, I was gonna ask for that. I was going to be like, where's Dan? I need to see this guy.
Sunny's looking at the...
Wow, I did not... I completely thought a different race.
That guy for sure, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Also thought like 26, not 37.
Yeah, he doesn't look 37. No, though. Wow. He looks my age.
Cocaine keeps you young.
Yeah, cocaine keeps you young.
So to go back onto this babe situation,
mm-hmm.
reminds me of a story of I was my ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. way back in the day. We were dating forever, and we're at this nightclub, and it's boring. So boring that I just decide to be this guy, that guy that messaged you.
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah.
Right? So I just stroll up next to her and I'm just like, oh, hey, babe, what's your name? Right. And then right away, she gets it, right? Yeah. She gets that I'm doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, my name is Cindy, but I spell it with an S. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. And then I'm like, so what are you drinking? And she goes, your cum. And I'm like, can we not do a thing? Like, just why would you say that? And then so I was like, okay, let's do it again. Okay. Come on. What up, babe? You come here often? She goes, yeah, for your dick, daddy. I'm like, stop! Why?
No.
It's going too high. It's going.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that guy, that's what he, you know, is. I like, that's his experiences that he just calls you babe, offers a couple of bumps, and then it's over.
Boom. That's it. Yeah. Damn. Mm. That's crazy, though. Getting offered cocaine on Tinder, like, that's female privilege.
That's female privilege.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy for me. It's not. I have to use Snapchat and I have to talk to a dirty white dude. Okay.
Have you ever said you don't do cocaine to someone that does cocaine?
Yeah.
There's only two things. Either they're like disgusted by you, or they laugh it off and say that they don't do it either. I don't usually do it at all.
Yeah, I'm do that either.
Yeah, they're wearing a shirt.
If you need some, or one.
But if you need some, yeah. They're wearing a shirt that says cocaine and caviar.
Yeah.
I did that also in Calgary. Man, Calgary is the best.
Yeah, it is. Fun city.
So I have some friends that make a lot of money, but they don't have a job. And so my friends, they buy like a lot of shots for no reason. Like there's four of us and they'll buy like 35 shots. I'm like, I'm not doing 10 shots each of like tequila. That's stupid.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. And then he's like, well, my friend's like, go pass them out. So there's this attractive lady next to me, and I ask her if she wants a shot. She goes, what is it? I said, tequila. We both do the shot. And then she goes, do you like to party? And I went, yeah, I'm partying right now.
In fact, I just gave you a shot of tequila.
Yeah. In fact, if I, you know, drink more, I'll ruin this party. And so, little plug for the people that are listening to it. she goes, do you like to party? And she like touches her nose. And I go, oh, no, and this is the actual reason, by the way. I'm self-conscious about my nose. I think it's too big. All right, if I got any kind of plastic surgery, not pec implants, not penile implants, it would be rhinoplasty for sure.
Wow,
Sonny, so would you get braces? Nah, cocaine. Take away the nose for no reason. Yeah, nothing goes in it, nothing comes out of it. That's okay. My whole thing.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Like if I have a runny nose, I don't leave the house.
Oh, wow.
What, really?
I'm that self-conscious about it. So I tell her, I'm like, oh, and if it was a drug that you like put in your drink and mix it up, I'd probably be doing it every day. And I'm like, oh, and also, just so you know, like, you know, my friends do it, right? Like, you know, I'm okay with it. In fact, if you need some, I'm pretty sure I can find you some, right? And she like looked like the most disgusted look anyone has ever given me. She's just like, ugh, and like walks away. So I just yell, sorry, I don't do drugs.
Yeah. Or if you meet someone who's been doing cocaine for a really long time, then sometimes if you say no, their reaction is good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what happened? Okay, so, like, me and my friend, like, this is, like, probably 6 or 7 years ago, but we were doing some stuff. And my one friend, he had never done it before. And so that night we all like, we're like, ooh, we're all going to do it together. He's going to try it.
What is this, by the way?
Can we say it?
No. Yeah. Can we say the stuff that you're doing?
Cocaine.
That white girl.
That Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. And then he like does it and he's screaming, I love cocaine. I love cocaine.
True, though.
And to this day, I feel bad because like he loves cocaine to this day.
Really? Like he does it a lot. Still.
I think he still does it a lot.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that a bummer?
Hey, man, find something you love and stick with it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. If you loved cocaine that much, it was just a matter of time before the universe put them together. You know what I mean?
The rest of us moved on, though. You know, like we're all like, we're done with it. You know.
Yeah. You got jobs. You started selling your clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Real shit. Real shit.
I would actually love it if Randy got a job.
Hey, I actually have a job lined up.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
So my best
drug dealer.
I'm selling that one guy cocaine. Yeah,
putting my kids through college.
What's the job?
Oh, it's just like a coffee shop on Granville Island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, it's nice down there.
What's your TMI corner? We didn't even.
Oh, okay. So this is this is not me.
Okay.
This is my friend, and this is the only thing I could think of.
That's fine.
I guess any like gross story I have, I've blocked it out of my head like, it's been years of, you know, counseling and therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't for the life. And I know there's been gross things.
Oh, yeah.
But what's gross to me is food in a bed.
Yes.
And I just can't do it. And now here's the thing. There's been times where I've done it. You know,
food
like
in a what? Food in a what?
Food in your bed.
Oh, in your
like
bed.
In your bedroom and all that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I've done it before. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, not all. I'm like, not, yeah, I'm not perfect. almost, but not quite. Like I need to watch, like, if I'm watching a movie and then I get hungry and then I go make some food. Obviously, I want to continue watching them. If it's like a thing where it's only like in my bedroom, the TV, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I'm just trying to say I've done it before, but I can't then keep the food there or the empty bowl or plate or whatever I have. And if I do it on the bed, like, I will lay out all towels, like, wow. Nothing. Yeah. I can't. To me, it's awful. I can't do it.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm just that guy. I don't know why. Like, now I'm the only guy that gets that. Like, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
You would.
I would. I don't care if it's Jennifer Lopez. Like, I would be like, Jay. I'd be like, J-Lo, just eat it out there. Why do you have crackers in here? You want me to make you some food?
We can eat in the kitchen. We can have sex in the kitchen.
What? J-Lo, what's wrong with you? So this, my friend had this story where he was trying to, he had been trying to get with this girl since like high school. It just never worked. She had a boyfriend. Once she got single, and then he had a girlfriend. So the timing never matched up.
Yeah.
Finally, like 6 years removed from high school, 7 years, it finally happens. They're out at like a restaurant. They see each other, totally ditch whoever they were with, and they start drinking. They go to another place, start drinking together. Then they go back to her house, and she invites them into the room, and she has a cream cheese bagel right next to her bed on like a dresser.
What? No plate.
Yeah.
Eh?
No plate.
She's on a plate. No, plate. No, on a plate.
Okay.
On a plate. This is a plate. Sorry, this is a plate. But it had been there for a while.
Oh,
because the whole room smelt of cream cheese bagel.
Oh my god.
And so much so that he couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah, he they were kissing, and then, like, you know, clothes come off, and it just the natural musk of her mixed with cream cheese, it didn't work for him.
Doesn't sound like a great combo.
Yeah. And so
my natural musk actually smells a lot like cream cheese.
Gross.
Yeah.
So he got out of there, and to this day she has no idea why they never got together.
That's incredible. Yeah. Do you have any food sex ones? I'm trying to think if I've ever eaten during sex. It seems like something I've done, but I
eaten during sex. Yeah. Who are you, George Costanza? Like, what? No, I've never. I don't like. I do have a story of like my best friend Gina. She used to have this roommate who would.
Oh wow.
Who would? Gina doesn't care. She had this roommate who would she was British, so she always had cups of tea with like milk in them. And she had so many in her room, like mugs in her room, that Gina had to go in there once, and it was just like stunk.
Oh my god,
that's the one thing that I will generalize when it comes to like having a girlfriend. There's going to be a lot of half empty drinks around the bedroom.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I live alone, though. I don't really do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Step foot in
I just have
bedroom,
a I have a cup of water.
Yeah.
And maybe like a coffee cup, but then I use the same one every day, so I don't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's pretty good then.
Yeah, but if you had I'm just going to again, I don't know. But I'm going to assume, I will bet, if I was a betting man, I would bet that if you had more cups, and no, more mugs.
No, I have many mugs. It's just I only have one insulated mug.
Oh, you always
right. So I'm saying if you had more insulated mugs.
That's true. Like when I lived with my parents, they would be like, "Where are all the bowls?"
Yeah. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, women are, you know, women's rooms and bathrooms are mostly disgusting, to be honest with you, which is very surprising to me.
I would say cluttered. I wouldn't say disgusting.
Except for the clutter leads to disgusting stuff. That's the thing.
I don't know. I mean, like I'm like cream cheese bagel. Like her room was spotless, yeah, except for that. You know what I mean? Like that's like you can be disgusting and not cluttered, and you can be
that's
cluttered
true.
And not disgusting.
All right. This
yeah.
Good.
That's
so, hey, I'm just saying.
Thought of it like that. No.
I gotta you know right. I gotta back up my ladies, man.
You're right. All right. There we go. I'll
sexist pig.
Yeah.
Hey. I bet you've never offered a lady two bumps and a full body massage. Be a gentleman, bro.
All right. That's just because I'm broke.
Oh, he still has a message back. I'm sad because it would have been really funny.
Yeah. I bet you he's sleeping.
He's sleeping it off.
Yeah.
He's probably sleeping. It's true. Mm. Now he's going to message me back later when it's like night and I'm going to be like, ah.
Yeah, it's only 2 p.m. He is for sure asleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're coming to the end. Sunny, did you want to plug anything?
You know, so far I just did a podcast where I plugged my nephews. Like, oh, I have nothing.
Really?
I have nothing to plug.
Your nephews or your nieces.
Yeah, I have nothing to plug because you know, COVID.
The fuck is there? Yeah.
So I'm not doing shows. I do have a podcast on this network that may or may not come out in the future. I have a co-host that's I mean legitimately and like understandably afraid of COVID because mm-hmm. his grandmother lives in the same like building unit if you will
true.
Like yeah, it's yeah. a house but like you know
yeah, yeah
they
yeah.
have like a separate suite but so I totally understand and I'm the one that wants to do it live like I can't have it over Zoom so
fair enough
that might come out.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, at Sunny D Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Other than that, yeah, like I talked to my nephew today. He got a haircut. He showed me the back of it. Asked me if I like it. I said I did. I've been away for like a while. Like I haven't seen him, I should say. In a minute, so like maybe like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
That's and not his, very long.
I know. Well, for me, that's a lifetime.
Wow.
Nice. And then he said, also your hair reminded me of my youngest nephew because it's super long. Like it's the same height as your, like length,
wow.
sorry, length
God
as
damn.
Yours. And my sister's going to cut it. Finally, she didn't want to because it makes him look older. but that's like very cute. But my sister said something that I swore at her.
Really?
Because she said, because he asked, like, when am I going to see Uncle Sonny? And she goes, never. He doesn't love you anymore. And he's like, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And she's like, nope. And I'm like, why the fuck would you say that?
He's going to have trust issues with you forever.
I know,
you're
man.
So much shit now.
I got to. His sneaker collection is better than mine now.
Wow.
Nice.
Damn. Yeah. I'm jealous of that kid. I wish I was your fucking nephew.
You know what? One day.
We'll make One that day. Happen. We'll make
yeah.
that happen.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Andy? What's your plug?
My plug is listen to my album, Bad Baby, which you know what? It's getting some streams.
Hell yeah.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Randy Noodle. Follow our podcast on Instagram at So You're in the Party Again. We're going to be rebranding soon. It's going to be better. And of course our Twitter, not much has been going on there. It's at So Ruined on Twitter, but maybe some stuff later, I don't know,
maybe we'll see.
Can you post the screenshot of that combo on Twitter?
Oh
yes. Yeah.
So guys, you gotta follow it. You gotta see it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's continue the dialogue.
If you want to see what happens, yeah. follow us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you
right.
go.
I have nothing to plug. I have a niece. I have a niece now.
Nice. There
oh,
you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, also, do you know when you're gonna cut your hair?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Honestly, for next week's episode, might have a haircut. I'm trying to get
okay,
it
there you go.
Week,
yeah, Instagram yeah. it. Instagram, like at least
there
like
we
the
go.
Story.
Oh, wow,
there
yes.
You why
what's
good.
Your Instagram, Bobby?
Us. I will
what's
pay you so much money. I'm at Bobby Warner, but I don't go on it any ever, so.
But yeah, you're going to me. For this haircut thing.
Okay, I'll yeah. post the haircut.
All right, so there we go. Got, on, if Bobby. You want, you got to see it. You guys got to see
there
it.
There we go, you got to see it. And we'll post it on the party one, the podcast one, too.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
Yeah, me and Bobby need more cute pictures mm-hmm. together and separate, you know.
You know what would be a cute picture is if you guys wore the same outfit.
Whoa. That is cute. That is cute.
We need to borrow like some of your clothes, though. You know, like we need to. I need some sneakers. And, like,
yeah, I have some
really
shoes that I will
suits.
Give you.
Wow, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
What? So Bobby's like this little kid who put on his dad's shoes.
He's my uncle. Anyways, I think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. yeah. Thank you so much for doing the podcast, Sydney.
Yeah, that was super.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
You bet.
Okay. Right, bye. It. Okay.
Right, bye, everybody.
So you ruined the party again with Randy and Mo.
Ta-ta and farewell.